If you're just joining us, I'm your host, Andrea Williams, and if you're looking for something fun and exciting to do with the family, make plans to check out Enchantment in the Park. It's happening November 23rd through December 24th, and here to tell us all about it is Mike Phillips, who is the Vice President for Enchantment in the Park. How are you, Mike?
Great. Great.
I appreciate you being here. And it, of course, is the holiday season, and Enchantment in the Park is something people look forward to each and every year. Tell us more about it.
Oh, I'd love to. So it's a wonderful event for everyone in the family. It includes a drive-through light show that is a little over a mile long and kind of winds through a beautiful park that is decorated with over 750,000 lights. Then after you drive through, if you choose, or you could do it before, you can park and then walk in, and there's a separate walk area with additional light displays and decorations. There's also a performance area, an indoor performance area, where we have performances on some of the night, and then there's Santa there every night that we're open before Christmas. It has a lot for everyone.
Yes, a family fun event, and this all happens at Regner Park in West Bend. This is the 10th year that you've put on this holiday light show. Talk about some of the work that goes into creating this enchantment in the park.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of fun, too. So we have hundreds of volunteers. We have 31 different nonprofit organizations that send volunteers to Enchantment to do all the setup. And the setup starts the first week of October, and we're still finishing up a few things right now. So there's a few little things left to do. So it's about a six-week setup process.
Mm-hmm.
And involves a lot of people that are all volunteers. It's a lot of fun. We've been doing it for 10 years, so we've gotten better at it, and it's not drudgery anymore. It's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, so in other words, it gets bigger and better every year, and things kick off again on Friday, November 23rd. What makes this fun is you guys actually get into theme nights as well, right?
Correct. So we do Disney night. We've done a wide variety of things. We've done, you know, a pet night, a Disney night, a Star Wars night. And so each year we do different things. And so, for instance, when we do a Disney night, then there will be a group of people dressed and acting the roles of different, you know, Disney characters, you know, walking around the pavilion area and the walk-in areas, interacting with the children that are there. And they just have a lot of fun with that.
That's really what the holiday season's all about, is creating those memories that will last a lifetime. You guys also give visitors a chance to hear some live music from local artists. You've got schools and churches and so many people that come together to celebrate.
That's right. It's always updated on the website. So if people are interested in, you know, finding out when they can see different people perform,
mm-hmm.
they can just check with that, and it's always there.
And what's your web address?
Web address is enchantmentpark.org.
That's easy to remember, enchantmentpark.org. You actually are going to have the big fella there for the kids to take pictures with, and adults too if they'd like, right?
That's right.
Needless to say, I'm talking about Santa Claus, but it's also fitting, since you have this all set up in the park, that you have a 5K walk run that goes along with this.
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, that's a wonderful event. This will be our third or fourth year. It's a great event, and one of our sponsors, Hussars, it's a jewelry store, they help manage the event. And they do a great job, and it's a great run and walk. So it starts about dusk, so the runners and walkers, you know, get to run and walk through the light show. And it's just fun. It's fun for them. It adds a little dimension that they don't normally get when they're doing these runs.
Yeah, and it's Hussars Diamond Dash, perfect name,
right.
I love that.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
And that's all happening on Sunday, December 2nd. Again, you can go to enchantmentpark.org to get the details on that and how you can get involved. But you did mention that there are over 30 nonprofit organizations that really benefit from Enchantment in the Park, and a few of those include Make-A-Wish Foundation, St. Joseph's Hospital, even the West Bend Firefighters, just to name a few. So talk a little bit about the importance of being able to give back in this way.
Well, it is. It's important to us in a lot of dimensions. So the purpose, this event was founded by the four Rotary clubs of Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
And Rotary, as many know, I mean, we do a lot of fundraising, and we give 100% of it back to nonprofits and to doing service projects. So none of it goes to, you know, the Rotary organization at all. It 100% of it ends up going back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to us to give money to as many organizations as we can. It's also important to us to get all the labor we need to put this event together. As I mentioned, it takes hundreds of people. So we put those two ideas together, and we kind of identified different elements of the event, and different nonprofits kind of own each of those little elements, and they come and they do the setup work. You know, so in exchange for that work that they do, they get a portion of the donations that we receive. So those groups end up getting, it varies every year, but it's between $27,000 and $31,000, gets sent back to those groups each year. That is, you know, sharing in the donations that we get, because they do a lot of the work that mm-hmm. it takes to get this event off the ground.
I love it all. 'Tis the season, right?
It is.
Yes. And so a $10 donation per family and or a donation of non-perishable food items,
correct,
that's what you're asking people to bring in order to take advantage of this beautiful display of holiday lights, the trees, and all the things that you would find in an enchantment park or a winter wonderland, right?
That's right.
All right. So give us the details on what they need to do when they show up. Again, it's going on. Enchantment in the Park is Friday, November 23rd through Monday, December 24th. I will make note that you guys will be closed November 26th through the 28th. So that's something to keep in mind. What does someone do? Do they just drive up?
Right. There are signs. When you enter West Bend, you know, there are signs that the city put up, you know, along the main street. So Highway 33 is the main east-west street coming into West Bend off of Highway 45. So you can just follow the signs. You can enter the drive path off of Silverbrook, and it's all very well marked, but that's the street where you enter the drive. And if you enter the drive, when you exit into a parking lot, and you can just park there and walk back in. But that parking lot is only for those people that are exiting. If you are coming and you don't want to do the drive and you want to just do the walk-in, there's another parking lot off of Main Street. And again, there are signs, and it's all marked. There's arrows, you know, everywhere, so it's not that hard to find. But that's where the parking area is if you are just coming to do the walk-through or just to see the performers and you don't want to drive through.
Well, that definitely helps one make plans and kind of have things in order when they pull up. They know exactly what to do. And this is a holiday attraction made up of nearly 1 million lights, staffed by over 1,500 volunteers. And each and every year, it has collected and donated more than 340,000 non-perishable food items, and $175,000 has been given to local nonprofits. This is really what the holiday season's about, giving and helping make a difference in the lives of those who live in our communities. So thank you so much for all of the information, and looking forward to driving through Enchantment in the Park. Once again, it's happening Friday, November 23rd through Monday, December 24th at West Bend's Regner Park. Get the details at enchantmentpark.org. Mike Phillips is the VP for Enchantment in the Park. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for today's show. I'm your host, Andrea Williams. As always, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, please be safe, take care, and have a very happy Thanksgiving.